You are now entering the Back in Time podcast.
We came, we saw, we kicked his ass.
We don't need roads.
Bueller.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Here are your hosts, Kyle and JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, we are in April, man. How you doing tonight?
Word to the mothership, I'm surviving like a... Nope, won't make that joke. Instead, I'll just say I'm doing well.
Yeah, man, that's good to hear. We're going to dive a little bit more into what we've been doing since we've been pretty much stuck to the confines of our home. I've got a couple fun little talking points for us to discuss, and of course we got to figure out our schedule for April, man. But why don't we start, JD? We have a lot of new listeners. A lot of people are finding us. They're looking for entertainment. They may be new to the podcast. Explain to them a little bit about our show, kind of what it's like to be a part of the Back in Time pod fam.
Ooh, we're calling it a family now, huh?
Of course.
No, I like that. Welcome, family. Can we be the Firefly family?
I like that. Maybe a little Camp Chippewa.
Oh, so that's exactly what you're going to get yourselves into, new audience members and old audience members. Essentially, what we do here at Back in Time Pod is Kyle does a lot of tedious note and explores, examines, investigates all the cool facts and happenings behind movies, and I just make penis jokes the whole time. I had a fan tell me, listen to a few episodes, and he was like, yeah, you make a lot of penis jokes. And I was like, thank you. I do.
But that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to you.
It really is. I mean, I've had a lot of horrible things said to me over the years.
I love it. Yeah. And so this is one episode that we do. And then generally it's followed by a what's coming into theater. So obviously going to skip that. Not much to talk about there. And then we'll have a couple retro episodes. And then we do a couple of top five episodes. And then we dive into our topic to be for the month, which we have no idea what it's going to be. That's exactly what this episode is. You know, JD, I'm kind of thinking about renaming this episode to just like Hanging with Kyle and JD, because it kind of feels like that's more of what it is.
So I feel like you want to watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I like that. I got nothing against Mr. Cooper. Do you?
No, I love Mr. Cooper. Actually, I have a funny Mr. Cooper story. When I was in second grade, I drew a snake with a top hat. You should know, every time I draw anything, it always has a top hat on it, but it's the pilgrim top hat with the buckle, always complete with the buckle. So I have doodles everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's a snake, a robot, a monster, a human, it's wearing the pilgrim hat. In second grade, I was drawing this snake with a top hat, pilgrim hat on it, and for some reason, he said, hang in with Mr. Cooper, in a little verbal bubble. And this kid, like overlooking my shoulder, was kind of, he looked and he's like, oh, why did you write Hanging with Mr. Cooper? He's like, you've never seen that show before. And I was like, dude, clearly I have. If I'm quoting the title of the show, I know the show. I know Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I know Mark Curry. Come on.
I love that. So somebody basically accused you of just not being a real fan, huh?
Yeah, when I was 7.
Not cool. Not cool at all, man.
It was not cool, and I don't remember the kid's name. Otherwise, I would call him out. Oot.
I don't have any great Mr. Cooper stories, but, man, I really wish you were into documentaries, because I would really love to talk some Tiger King murder with you. There's a new documentary on Netflix, which is just going all over social media. People are talking about it nonstop. And it's just the craziest thing I've ever watched. Just have you seen some photos of this dude?
I've seen some of the posts going on, and definitely kind of like, what the hell is this sexy Tiger King? I don't know.
So yeah, you would love just, here's the actual like tagline of the show here. Meet Joe Exotic, the gun-toting operator of an Oklahoma big cat park. He's been accused of hiring someone to murder his chief rival, Carol Baskin. So it's 7 episodes, about 50 minutes apiece. And this guy is just a nut, but you can't take your eyes off of him. He's like, he's captivating. He wins people over very easily. He's like, he's breeding these tigers, what they call them, big cats in the show. But he's breeding all these like wildlife animals. And then next thing you know, he's running for governor. And then he's trying to kill his competition, like literally like putting a hit out on somebody. Like I got through every episode. I was just like, I would talk with my wife because she had watched it first. And she's like, oh, it gets better. I'm like, no, it can't get better. She's like, trust me, it gets better. And it did. It like, man, I binged it thing like a crackhead over the last like 24 hours.
So it's interesting that you reference a crackhead. Kyle, have you ever used crack? Do you know what it's like to be a crackhead? Or are you just displacing yourself upon somebody else's ill will and comparing it for comedy to Tiger Shark or whatever the hell the name of the show is?
No, but I had a family member addicted to crack. So there's that. But no, I kind of stayed away from crack. And you can thank Lawrence Taylor for that.
Mm-hmm. And go on, tell a little bit more.
Don't smoke crack. I just remember that my whole life, so I never have. I listened to the words that the man told us.
At least tell the audience what movie you're referencing.
I wish I could remember what movie. I just remember it's Lawrence Taylor. Is it Little Giants?
Yeah. Is it not Little Giants? Dave?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Check us. I mean, ram it up our ass for all that we care. For new audience members, we have Phantom Dark Dave is a longtime listener and fan who calls us out anytime we make a mistake on the podcast, which Kyle does a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure does. Now, I had a couple of talking points. I thought this would be fun, a little bit of back and forth here. Okay, so let's say, and I hope this doesn't happen to you, but one of us gets the virus or we both get it. And we have to go into quarantine for 14 days. You can only watch one movie for these 14 days, repeated over and over and over. What movie are you picking?
Wrong Turn.
God, I knew you'd say Wrong Turn.
So, for audience, for what it's worth, there's a little bit of a backstory to this. I saw Wrong Turn in theaters 30 times. Dead serious.
There's more to the story. You didn't pay 30 times.
No, I worked at the theater, so I just went to watch it like every day after my shift. But I've long, for a very long time, have debated doing a Wrong Turn challenge, but I can't decide if I would rather watch Wrong Turn 24 hours straight or every day for a month again. What's the better challenge? I kind of want to do 24 hours straight, just nonstop, repeat. I once listened to the RoboCop theme song for 8 hours straight.
That's tough.
Yeah. Very
tough. Now, if you were to watch a movie for 24 hours straight for 14 days, that would be a lot of hours.
I'm sorry, I'm not a sociopath.
No, I mean, just that'd be 300. I'm trying to do the calculation. So 336 hours in a row. Now, with this, we can play around with it, but you obviously don't need to watch it on repeat, but it's the only thing you can take with you. So here's my pick. I kind of narrowed it down between a couple, but I wanted to pick something that would kind of give me a little bit of everything kind of keep me happy, I think I got to go with Sandlot. Timeless story. Get a little bit of baseball. It's spring season. And, it's funny enough to keep me laughing every time. So I think I would go with Sandlot. But that also could be because it's April.
Well, Sandlot's No Wrong Turn. Jeremy Sisto. Mm-hmm. End of story.
Okay.
Jeremy Sisto wears a dandelion on his necklace in this movie.
Yeah, boy.
Nope, it's a sunflower.
Well, either way, not a good look. What about food? Let's say they for whatever reason, obviously this isn't going to happen, but they say you can only eat one thing in here. We're going to check it all, make sure there's nothing on it. You can't get sick from it. What's the one thing you're eating?
Pizza.
Pizza every meal, huh?
Pizza's officially my favorite food.
Okay. What? Okay, let's take it away from the hospital. Let's say you're stuck in the house. You can't make anything. So it's got to be something canned. Give me a canned food that you could live off of for a couple weeks.
Soup? Do you want a specific soup?
No, whatever you want. Do you want to eat green beans for 14 days in a row? That's on you.
I would say the two things that I would be between would be either tuna or chicken noodle soup.
Okay. What kind of chicken noodle?
Campbell's.
Ooh, kind of thin. Not a lot to Campbell's.
Yeah, it's a food that you eat and you don't think about.
Okay. I would go with, and this should be no shock to you, SpaghettiOs with Frank's. Not meatballs, not plain, not alphabet, SpaghettiOs with Frank's.
Ew. Gross, David.
I don't care. I love it, man. I'm a SpaghettiO guy. I always have been. My go-to as a kid, can of SpaghettiOs and Hi-C out of the can.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. That explains your diabetes.
No kidding. Did you ever drink Hi-C out of the can?
Yeah, I've had Hi-C out of the can for sure.
Okay. I remember always just like going in there and it would just be sitting in the fridge and I would just like chug it back. And I'm pretty sure I was the only one drinking in my family. But I was always taught don't drink out of the milk carton. But I did not adhere to those rules when it came to Hi-C. And I was chugging Ecto Cooler like I was on a mission to die before I was 40.
You still have time.
Barely. But God, I hope they bring back Hi-C this summer.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's been gone for a while. But they brought it back in 2016 with a reboot. And I'm hoping that Coca-Cola does it again this summer. That'd be great. When's the last time you had a can of Hi-C?
Shit. College?
Really? Okay. I didn't even know they were making it in early 2000s. I wonder when they stopped.
I seriously did not know that they had stopped.
I really
thought that I can walk to my local grocery store and pick up a can of Hi-C. Like, you could have told me, Justin.
I should clarify. They discontinued Ecto Cooler, but you could still get Hi-C. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was just the Ghostbusters formula that they took away and brought back and then took away again.
That I knew.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, let's get to the reason we're here. We gotta pick a movie. We gotta pick a couple top five episodes. We gotta do some thinking here. So we talked a little bit at the end of last episode. I know you had an idea. I wasn't crazy about it because I don't really care for Outbreak all that much. Although it would be a timely movie to cover with what's going on. Do you have any other ideas off the cuff?
Okay, so it's April. It should be baseball season in full swing. Obviously Outbreak, because by the time this episode lands, only more and more counties and states are going to be in lockdown. So Outbreak obviously makes sense. It's a 25-year anniversary of lockdown. Outbreak, not Lockdown. Lockdown now, Outbreak then. The one movie that comes to my mind is Kid in King Arthur's Court.
Okay. Kid in King Arthur's Court. I'm trying to remember who's in that movie. I can kind of picture the Thomas Ian.
Yeah. Yep. He's the kid in King Arthur's Court.
I like that.
It's an inspired pick. But I only say that because of the conversation that we had about Rookie of the Year for last month. And Rookie of the Year lost the coin toss. So I have a tin obsession going on. I need my tin.
I mean, we could just do Rookie of the Year. Dave did ask for it on Twitter. He's waiting for us to cover it before he shows the movie to his son. He put like some pressure on us.
Wow, that's some intense pressure.
Yeah, no kidding. I will throw this out there, even though the date has not come up yet. 1995, so it'd be 25-year anniversary. Dumb and Dumber came out in December of 1995. That's one that's been on our master list for a long time, which we have not covered yet. We haven't done a stringy Jim Carrey in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check out 1990, though. Let's see what else we can get here.
You know who? I really think Dave Coulier does a much better job than Jim Carrey in that movie.
You think so?
Yes. Don't you think so?
No, I don't.
So we went, me and some friends went to see Dave Coulier do stand-up. It was hilarious. But he made a joke in his stand-up routine about how he looks like Jeff Daniels, and it was hilarious. he was like, hey, that girl over there is like, what's Jeff Daniels doing on the stage?
Yeah. It
was bad Dave Coulier, but
rewind. Okay, not much in 1990. Let's go to 85. 85 is a great year for movies, but we've done a lot of the good ones already.
Yes, we have.
God, we've done so many. Ooh. Me. Pick me.
Yes, Kyle in the back with your hand up.
Uh-huh. Teen Wolf.
Oh, done deal. It's over.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening. This was a great episode. We will catch you on the flip side with some Teen Wolf action, which is one of my favorite movies, which I own on Laserdisc, VHS, and DVD. See ya!
Something stupid at the end, JD.
little comment.
All right, are we doing Teen Wolf?
We've already talked about Teen Wolf 2.
35-year anniversary.
We've talked Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I think Teen Wolf is the pick, man.
Was that the one that you came in with in your pocket?
No. I was going to bring up Rookie of the Year because it was requested. But I say we save that as an ace in our back pocket for maybe if we want to do a comedy film in October, right before October, with baseball playoffs. Assuming that they start back up, which I think they will.
That's so cute. You think there's going to be baseball playoffs?
I'm thinking they're going to start playing by the beginning of May, and they might have to play with empty stadiums, but I think they're going to start. We'll see. Okay, but let's figure out some episodes to go along with this. So we could do top five teen comedy movies. We could do top five Michael J. Fox, even though his catalog isn't massive. It's probably big enough to make a top five.
That's what she said.
That is what she said. And, God, what else could we do?
Shit, we could do top five movies from 1985. That'll be competitive.
Jeez, did we do that already? I feel like we did.
How about songs from 1985?
Oh, there we go. Top five songs of 1985, the year we were born.
Great year.
Yeah. Okay, Super so top Bowl five shuffle. Songs. Don't even get me started on the Bears. Don't you even do it. I like that. We need one more.
What about top five wolf movies?
Top five movies with animals?
That makes more sense because I can only think of like four movies with wolves. Dances with Wolves.
Like a top five, it's just like, how, can you name five?
Dances with Wolves, American Werewolf in Paris, American Werewolf in London, Teen Wolf, Teen Wolf 2. Also Howl, starring Jack Nicholson.
Also Flipper.
There's a wolf in Flipper?
No, but I was thinking of animals and you threw me off.
Who's and your favorite dolphin?
I like a bottlenose.
Mm-hmm. Mine's Dan Marino.
Well, obviously, Dan Marino.
Isn't that
everybody's favorite dolphin?
Clearly not, because you went with bottlenose over Dan Marino.
I'd probably go with Einhorn, if I'm being honest.
Well, name one other dolphin player.
O.J. McDuffie.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, not a dolphin.
The football player. It was a running back.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were talking about the basketball player.
Yeah, I know. I figured I was throwing you for a stringy cheese.
You're absolutely right, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Zach Thomas, middle linebacker.
Oh, great story, great story, great story.
Okay.
So there was a kid in high school who used to wear a Zach Thomas football jersey every single day. And so we used to call him Zach Thomas. And he was just this little portly, short kid that, like, you can tell he wanted to be on the football team but didn't have the guts to try out or anything like that. So we took a tab of every time that he wore the jersey.
Yeah.
And we wrote it down in a notebook. Day, okay, Wednesday, Thursday, okay. And at the end of the year, we gave him the tally of every day that he wore his Zach Thomas jersey. And it was a lot.
82.
I don't remember the number.
Well,
how many school days are there? Isn't there like 200?
There's a lot. Now, I will tell you this. That starter Miami Dolphins jacket was badass. You either had the Bears one because you're from our area, or you were rocking like a Dolphins, a Cowboys, or a Charlotte Hornets starter jacket, true or false?
So a lot of the schools that I went to, we had restrictions on the colors of the jackets that you can wear for starter.
Who were you, Nam?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Why were there restrictions?
Because gang colors.
Oh, geez. I didn't think you were... Yeah. Threw me for a loop. I would have never guessed. So
you couldn't wear like LA Kings things because of the Latin Kings. You couldn't wear Bulls stuff because black and red is the colors of whatever effing gang that is. I don't know. I don't keep up on gang mythology. You couldn't wear Hornet stuff because purple was a gang color. So
taking all the good colors. What the heck?
Yeah. Well, I got to think that like when you're a gang and you sit down and you're like, okay, we're going to do drugs and we're going to vandalize and we're going to beat people up. But wait, first of all, what are our colors? Mm-hmm. Why is that the first thing that like a gang, we need a name, we need colors, then we need drugs and laundering and guns.
Right.
Priorities.
I agree. Got to have them. Now, before we finalize our list here, I want to get back to it. We have not done a top five 1985 movies yet. Do you want to do that now? We did 84. I just checked.
We did 84?
We sure did. I think the plan was to start with 84 and then just go through the list, and then we stopped after one.
Do not remember that episode.
Mm-mm.
I think
Chris Clues was on that episode with us, maybe.
Okay.
A lot of good movies before, actually.
Name...
Ghostbusters, Karate Kid, Terminator. Yeah, Terminator's 84. Let's see, I'm pulling up the list now. Yeah, Indiana Jones, Gremlins, Beverly Hills Cop, Revenge of the Nerds, Bachelor Party, Friday the 13th. Final Chapter. You get a lot of movies there.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying, but that does not help me remember the episode at all.
No. Well, how could you? Smoke another one, dude. I kind of wish you were a massive pothead. It would explain a lot, but I mean, really, you don't have a lot of good excuse for that. No,
I'm just an asshole.
Just an asshole. I love it. Okay, so do we want to do 85 movies then in 85 songs?
Sure, let's do it. Let's rock the Casbah.
Okay. What about retro episodes? Should we put out maybe throw the Back to the Future episode up there, Michael J. Fox month, or something else? We could post the 84 episode since clearly you don't remember. There's a good chance our audience doesn't.
Make it a poll topic. Let's let the audience decide what they want the retro episode to be.
Okay. Topic for retro ep. Got it, dude. Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. Teen Wolf is a favorite of mine. It's been a little while since I've actually sit down and watched the entire thing. I caught bits and parts of it a little while back and just love the movie. Really looking forward to talking some Chubbs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Chubbs is great. My wife made me a Teen Wolf t-shirt, which I need to put in our t-shirt store once it opens up. And hopefully that'll happen soon when this stupid virus passes and I have some extra money sitting around where I can go buy like 200 t-shirts.
What are you looking at, Dick Nose?
What'd you say?
The shirt that Styles wears. What are you looking at, Dick Nose?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not that one. It's like the name of the school, and it says like state championship and has their logo and stuff. Yeah, but what are you looking at, Dick Nose, would be a great one to put on there. And I don't think it's copyrighted, so fair game.
So listen, Dick Nose.
Styles. I always like that name. I should just name my son Styles.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't.
I should have went in harder for names that I love. She shot down Marty really quick. I'm like, how about Marty? No.
What else did you have on your list?
What else did I have? Oh, I think I tried to sneak in a Corey after the old Fell Dog. That didn't happen. Oh,
I thought you were doing a Corey Matthews after Boy Meets World.
That's not bad, though. Yeah, I did try for Corey. That was shot down quickly as well. I don't know. I had a kid on my basketball team this year named Emmett, and that got me really excited. I called him Doc, and he didn't know why. I'm like, great shot, Doc. Why are you calling me that? I'm like, just watch the movie, stupid kid.
I'm sorry, you were on a basketball team with
Charlie. I was a coach.
Oh, I pictured you on the court with children.
Oh, I did get out there and slam on them very hard with a couple of dunks. I had to let them know who the boss was. Now, granted, I have to jump about 1 inch to dunk on an 8-foot rim.
Okay, there it is. There's the truth.
Oh, no, God, I can't touch a 10-foot rim anymore. Not even close.
But back in the day.
I could actually grab rim and dunk with a small ball. But not with a regular size ball. Didn't have the ups for it. But I could do like the women's size ball.
You got big hands, though, don't you?
I do, but I don't know. I didn't spend a lot of time above the rim, so I didn't really know what I was doing once I got up there. So, yeah, I was just lucky to get it to go in.
Sounds like your wedding night.
And with that, we will close. Nice one. Knocking it out of the park. We will be back next week with some retro episodes, which you can vote on right now on Twitter. Help us decide what we're going to post. And then we may have another episode to squeak in here. We haven't really discussed, but we've got something kind of working behind the scenes. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. And then we'll be doing top five movies, top five songs of 1985. And then the Michael J. Fox led Teen Wolf. Lot to discuss and a really fun movie. So I'm excited we're doing it. And we can cross another one off the old master list, JD.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys in a couple days. See ya.
Teen Wolf 2.